Hey everyone, you are listening to The Best Legs in Chicago, a journey through the life, career, and mind of Dan Aykroyd. And here is a little mini-episode about John Belushi and Dan Aykroyd take Brian Wilson surfing 1976.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what we should call it? What's the official name for this?
I don't think there is.
That's the name of the YouTube video.
Okay, we'll just call it that.
Are you Brian Wilson?
Yes, I am.
Good afternoon, Mr. Wilson. We're from the Highway Patrol, Surf Squad.
Hello.
Brian, we have a citation here for you, sir, under Section 936A of the California Catch a Wave Statute. Brian, you're in violation of paragraph 12. Failing to surf, neglecting to use a state beach for surfing purposes, and otherwise avoiding surfboards, surfing, and surf.
Surfing? I don't want to go surfing. Now, look, you guys, I'm not going. You get your hair wet, you get sand in your shoes. Okay, I'm not going.
Come on, Brian. Let's go surfing now. Everybody's learning how. Come on a safari with us. Come on.
Let's go. All right. Okay, let's go. Let's go surfing. Come on. If everybody got
those. So, Preston, you seem to be a little more filled in on the backstory for this.
Okay, so the Beach Boys. Everybody knows the Beach Boys. We're trying to make a comeback and to pop culture, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
So on August 5th, 1976, NBC aired a primetime special for the Beach Boys titled The Beach Boys, It's Okay, which was a big primetime comeback show.
It's a terrible name for the they're okay, like they're fine. Like that's a terrible name to promote. That's just awful.
It was for their 15th anniversary and their new 15 Big Ones album that was coming out. And
15 was, big ones, also a terrible
I know,
title.
I know, 15 big ones. The Beach Boys, it's okay.
Yeah, here's 15 big ones for you.
Right. So guess who the producer is?
Lorne Michaels.
Michaels. I don't know why I asked that. I should have just told you it was Lorne Michaels. But it was Lorne Michaels.
I knew the answer.
And if there's anybody out there who doesn't know who Lorne Michaels is, I don't know where you've been for the past 50 years, but
one of the most evil men of the 20th century.
Yeah, he's been producing Saturday Night Live, and it's time for him to retire, I think. It's been time for 30 years, I think. For
plus.
No, it's okay. So Lorne Michaels produced this and was still EP on SNL, obviously. And there was a segment that Lorne Michaels, I'm saying Lorne Michaels just from the like brief articles that I've read about it, because there's not a lot of information about it out there. So without having any full proof that it was Lorne Michaels' idea, I'm just going to say it was his idea since he was producing it, that they should have a sketch that would try to, because the whole point of this special was that they were trying to, it was a 15th anniversary celebration, and then also trying to introduce the Beach Boys to a new generation. And that new generation would be who was watching SNL at the time, young, you know, kids, teenagers, young adults, that kind of thing. And so they wanted the Beach Boys to be kind of more pop and hip. And so Lorne Michaels had the idea to take Dan Aykroyd and John Belushi and put them in a sketch with Brian Wilson. And I think it's pretty well known that the Beach Boys actually don't surf or know how to surf. And Brian Wilson has never surfed or you know, doesn't actually surf. So basically the sketch is that it's like 2.5 minutes long. Aykroyd and Belushi, it cold opens with them knocking on somebody's door, and they're in full like highway patrolman outfits with the hats and the batons and like a, you know, a gun. I don't think they have a gun actually, but they have like a, you know, they just look like policemen. They knock on the door. Somebody opens it and they're like, does Brian Wilson live here? And they're like, yeah, he's upstairs. And they just like barge in. They're like, it's okay. We got a citation or something like that.
They say we're with this. What do they say? Like state police, surf patrol.
Yeah.
So yeah, I love this opening because it's like this handheld camera that's like following them. It's very like quote unquote cinema verite. They like walk into this house and it just, I don't know, it kind of has like it's very exciting. I don't know, something about it sort of has this energy to it that I really like, because it feels in quotes real.
Yeah, you
know I mean, like it's a very funny choice to approach this video this way.
It is a very funny choice. And so basically they go upstairs and they find Brian Wilson like in a bathrobe laying in his bed. And they're like, are you Brian Wilson? And he says, like, yeah, yeah. And they basically are like, look, we're issuing a citation for failure to surf. And, you know, and Aykroyd starts listing off his jargon, like, you know, you're violating code such and section of such and section for not surfing, not using a permit to surf, the inability to surf, you know, all this stuff, basically just claiming that Brian Wilson can't surf. And then Aykroyd and Belushi both reach out their hands to, like, pull him out of bed. And then they each, like, back and forth say, come on, Brian, let's go surf. And now everybody's learning how. Come on a safari with us, which is really funny.
It's cute.
And then they, you know, they proceed to pull Brian Wilson out. And it cuts into almost like a music video with surf and safari.
They're in their cop car. And they've got the surfboard strapped to the roof of the cop car, like, on top of the siren as if it's, like, an old Woody. Right. And then they go to the beach, and there's this great joke where Dan Aykroyd is, like, standing at the waves, and he's, like, holding his hand out against the waves, and then he, like, turns to Brian, and he's, like, holding a hand, like, stopping Brian, and then he waves Brian this way, and he goes, all right, Brian, this is your wave, come along, come along.
Yeah, it's like he's doing traffic motions control, him. But there's nobody there. It's just waves.
It's really funny.
Yeah, and then they put Brian out into the water, and then Aykroyd and Belushi just walk out into the ocean in their full police uniform with their hats on and everything, and then proceed for several minutes to attempt to get Brian Wilson to catch a wave. And, like, they keep their hats on, and they're just, like, swimming, Brian Wilson's on the surfboard backwards at one point trying to, like, you know, like, boogie board, and he's just awful at it.
Sorry. The
image of it is just hilarious, to see the guys in full cop uniforms trying to get this beach boy to surf, and he can't surf.
It's weird that it does not build to him actually surfing.
I know, he can't surf. Well, I did read that...
Dennis surfed. I think Dennis was the only one who could surf.
But the band as a whole did not surf. They were not actually
No. But am I right? Didn't Dennis surf?
I don't know. I'm not actually as familiar. Maybe one of our fans knows, but I don't.
Yeah, got it.
I don't know how many Beach Boys actually surfed.
I think it was Dennis. Money on Dennis. Yes, Dennis is the only true surfer in the Beach Boys. Anyway.
Wow. Well, okay. So
he died.
Oh, he died. Yeah.
I'm not surfing, but.
Not during this shoot, but it was inspired by this sketch shoot, because Brian Wilson, they pull him out of bed, so he's got a bathrobe on, and that's what I think what he's in the ocean trying to catch the wave, he's got the bathrobe on. So it wasn't on this shoot, but based on this sketch, later that same year, Annie Leibovitz came over and took a photo of him in that same bathrobe holding a surfboard, like, on the beach, and that was the cover of the Rolling Stone.
Oh, wow.
So we can connect Aykroyd to that now.
Did this work? Did this ignite Beach Boys fever in a younger generation? I'm going to guess no.
I don't know, but it has become one of the greatest, I think, comedic rock and roll moments for sure. Like, it is very famous in the music business from what I've read. Like, the fact that they're poking fun at themselves.
Yeah, I think they... You know, we're aware. I mean, we'll talk about poking fun at themselves. Mike Love, actually tied with Lorne Michaels for being the most evil man of the 20th century, is like after the first half of this video, which is Dan Aykroyd and John Belushi at, you know, like taking Brian Wilson out to surfing, that's like the first half. And then it cuts to a performance, and it's Mike Love, like, kind of preening around stage wearing this like sequined vest. And it's very strange, and it feels very out of, it feels like a misfire. Like, they're like, okay, let's get these two super popular comedians who are on the most popular comedy show with Brian Wilson, who's a music genius. And then they cut to Mike Love kind of looking like a fool.
Right.
Would you agree?
Yeah, I would agree.
Yeah. Anyway, I don't know. Is that a good observation? I don't know.
Sure. I mean, I think Brian Wilson during this shoot was insanely depressed, I think.
Yeah, oh yeah, he was. I'm talking about, I mean, Mike Love also was not very sympathetic towards Brian, unfortunately.
No, he was not.
But Brian Wilson's having, like, a good time here, it seems. At least I hope he was having a good time.
I mean, I feel like Aykroyd and Belushi had to at least make you laugh. I mean, you go surfing with those doofuses.
When this started, we both said that we wish this was a feature.
as soon as they say, let's go surfing now, come on, Brian, everybody's learning how, come on a safari with me, the song, it just like hard cuts to the song and it like zooms out and there you just see the Pacific Coast Highway and this police car with a surfboard tied with rope on top of it and two cops with their arms out the window and like aviators, and like Ackroyd's got aviators and Belushi's got aviators, and then Brian Wilson's in the back seat like he's arrested, like that. I don't
right,
know
you want like
the visual
yellow
image
letters,
of that. I want a whole movie with just with
you
that
want yellow letters like Paramount Pictures presents to like pop up on the bottom, and you want it to be like the opening title sequence to like a 70s comedy that never existed, but it's a buddy comedy starring John Belushi, Dan Aykroyd, and Brian Wilson.
I have a plot idea, actually. Here we go. Okay. I've got one. Clinically insane police officers who were recently let go from the force because they're insane and obsessed with the Beach Boys.
They're obsessed with the surf. Oh, but
find
the
out
Boys.
That Brian Wilson is incredibly depressed and has never surfed, and they decide to, in their uniform, steal a police car and go kidnap Brian Wilson and drive him across the country to the Pacific Coast to go surfing in the Pacific Ocean. And it becomes a loving, bonding relationship between the three of them.
What if they have to, there needs to be like a deadline, like a ticking clock element.
Well, they're on the run. Because imagine if you combine
They kidnapped him. They've kidnapped him, basically.
Yeah, imagine if
and
you
then
combine this with Sugarland Express and Badlands. So you see like their car and they're driving and then the camera booms up and you see that there's like 45 police cars patrolling them behind them.
And the villain is Mike Love, who has to like capture
Mike Love. Right.
Brian Wilson, because they're supposed to like perform. And
but then Brian Wilson doesn't want to go back because he wants to stay with Aykroyd and Belushi.
Yeah, he realizes he's like, oh, this is what life's all about. Just, you know, just surfing. It's just good vibes.
Yeah. Just wrote the greatest movie never made.
I know. Oh my God. And it would be called
Surf and Safari.
No. It would be called John Belushi and Dan Aykroyd Take Brian Wilson Surfing.
No, it could be a title like that. I mean, it could be just simply called Two Insane Police Officers Take Wilson Surfing.
Surf Patrol. Actually,
Surf
is that
Patrol.
A movie called Surf Patrol? It feels like
there's a ski patrol. I know that.
Exactly. Yeah. Surf Patrol was a TV show.
Wow.
In 2007. It's an Australian reality TV show. So yeah, that's fine. No one cares about that. We could definitely call it Surf Patrol. There are so many movies that I wish existed that don't exist.
Yeah.
So like I've told you this, how like my favorite film of all time doesn't exist, but it is a detective comedy set in New Orleans, made in 1974, starring Ned Beatty as like a big clumsy detective, and he wears like a yellow tie
Is the yellow tie too short?
Yeah, the yellow tie is like too short, like it's, you know, just garish yellow tie, and he has on like a blue blazer, and at the beginning he's like walking around New Orleans and eating like a hot dog, and there's like Dixieland jazz music playing, and
it's
the
so
opening
good.
Title sequence is like there's like a bank robbery happening on one end of town, and we see the bank robbery happening, and then we cut back and you know you hear like intense like da dun da 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 da, and like the cops are like driving like and then we cut back to Ned Beatty, who's just like leisurely walking down the street eating a hot dog, and it's like I don't know. How do we come up with a name? The Hot Dog Detective. Maybe it should be. It's since it takes place in New Orleans, it should be like a po' boy instead
hot
of a hot dog.
Hot Dog Days of Summer.
Hot Dog Days of Summer. Hot Dog Day Afternoon.
hot dog Day Afternoon. That's good. That's so good. Oh man!
Don't you wish that movie existed?
Hot Dog Jesus. I mean, Hot Dog. Yes, of course. I wish that freaking existed. I swear to God, if we were around in 1976 and we pitched that to Richard Zanuck and David Brown, they would have made it
like a coked out. Robert Evans.
Yeah. We got an idea, Dog Day Afternoon, but put Ned Beatty in it and hot dogs in New Orleans, and we got ourselves a movie.
I don't know. I really wish that existed. Anyway, this Dan Aykroyd, John Belushi, Beach Boys video, super fun, and somehow, you know, it's just part of the puzzle. If this is all about finding how Dan Aykroyd is one of the most seminal figures of the last half of the 20th century moving into the 21st century, how he is someone who manages to be everywhere at once, now we connect Dan Aykroyd to the Beach Boys. And not merely, can you hear me?
Yep.
Okay.
Not merely to talking, sorry.
Well, you looked as concerned as you did earlier when my mic stopped.
I'm sorry. I was thinking about Hot Dog Day Afternoon. I can't get
I'm
over
so glad you like that.
Can you imagine the poster? It's like one of those like hand painted posters. It's like Ned Beatty like walking eating
like
the
in the front,
dog,
like,
and then there's like all this chaos around him.
Yeah.
Man, he just died mere weeks ago. We could have made this movie.
Who else would be in the film? It'd be like Ned Beatty, Karen,
Karen Black, play a bum.
Walter Matthau would play like
a bum.
Yeah, Walter Matthau. Hold on, wait a minute. Let me look up something.
Jason Robards would play like the slime.
Jason Robards is in Quick Change.
That's why it's on my brain, yeah.
Oh, okay. No, I think Martin Balsam should play like a rival detective. So it's like Ned Beatty and Martin Balsam. Like Martin Balsam's from the FBI or something like that, right?
I'm trying to think of people that would like pop up. I don't know. Could Peter Falk show up at some point?
Peter Falk should show up. You know who should play like the chief of police?
John Huston.
I was gonna say Yaphet Kotto.
Oh, even better, Yaphet Kotto.
Yeah, Yaphet Kotto is like a new chief of police, right? And then Ned Beatty is like the detective who he's like this old time detective that's been around, and for some reason he's the only detective that can be put on solving this. And Yaphet Kotto is just like, so annoyed with this. Like,
well, yeah, okay. You know what? Here's the thing. There should be a recurring joke that like Ned Beatty is like he's really weird, you know, like. As you say, he's eating a hot dog, ill-fitting clothes and stuff. He does change his wardrobe throughout the movie. Like, not gross that he wears the same suit over and over again, but he constantly always has the same mustard stain.
The same mustard stain on every
like,
shirt.
Somehow every time he takes a bite of the hot dog, it squirts into the same part of his shirt. And so every time he walks into Yaphet Kotto's office, the first thing Yaphet Kotto sees is a close-up of the mustard stain.
What if he always accidentally, like, he bites the hot dog and the mustard flies off on Yaphet Kotto's desk every time?
Dude, we just wrote this.
This is
stupidest.
The dumbest. Okay, you know who else I want in this is Burt Young.
I thought you were going to say Burt Reynolds. Burt Young.
Yeah, okay. Burt Reynolds should be the bank robber.
Yeah, it's got to be Mr. Hollywood, right?
Yeah, so yeah, Burt Reynolds. Oh, wait, I lost my train of thought. I don't know who else can show up.
I don't know. Women.
Goldie Hawn.
Goldie Hawn, yeah.
Throw Goldie Hawn in there.
Barbara Streisand?
Yeah, Barbara Streisand.
Or what about Ellen Burstyn? Maybe that makes more sense.
Who would do? You know who crazy. I would want to. You know who I would want to direct this?
Sidney Lumet. No, that's too serious. That's too serious. Sorry.
I don't know. Okay, wait. Who could direct it? Like, it could be
Michael Ritchie.
I was thinking, yeah, Michael Ritchie. I think is the only option.
Oh, speaking of which, my DVD for Smile. Shipped.
Michael Ritchie or Joseph Sargent? No, not Joseph Sargent. No, Michael Ritchie. Joseph Sargent made one great movie, and then after that, didn't never reach those highs again. Whereas Michael Ritchie is a consistent, has a
yeah. Also, Michael Ritchie is very good with comedy. I mean, Michael Ritchie did The Campaign. Michael Ritchie did Bad News Bears. Like, yeah. I think Michael Ritchie would have been the choice.
Michael Ritchie did The Couch Trip.
And The Couch Trip,
which I can't wait to get to. Okay, yeah, I man, what a weird geniuses.
Wow. All right. If anybody wants to see this movie and is an investor, I mean, all of these actors are either dead or too old now. And Michael Ritchie is, I don't think, alive. Is he? We cannot make this movie happen, but...
I think he's pretty dead.
We could write a similar plot.
We can make this... I just can't know how to spell his name. Michael Ritchie.
Yeah, he died in 2001. It's a shame. We lost a legend. Oh, did he do Fletch too? And I didn't realize.
He did. Yeah, he did Fletch.
Oh, and Downhill Racer is really good. That's
Yeah, I know you like that movie.
Robert Redford. Yeah, good movie. Good movie. Good movie.
Prime. Cool. Okay, so we need to talk about how many cones that this little video gets.
All right, let's talk about cones. It got two cones, right?
This is a 3 minute long video. Dan Aykroyd is in half of it, and it got more cones than Trading Places.
Yeah, fuck you, John Landis.
Oh, man. So, yeah, obviously, first one, law enforcement. He's playing a member of the Surf Patrol. They're driving in a cop car. He has a mustache. This, you know. And then second one, jargon. He starts reading off statutes and citations for the law that Brian, the laws that Brian Wilson has been breaking, which is not surfing.
Yep.
Yeah.
Two cones. It's crazy. It's really crazy how I got so many cones, but I love it.
Yeah, Preston, do you have anything else to say?
Let's go surfing now.
Everybody's learning how.
Come on, come on a safari,
with us.
Oh yeah. That's so bad.
That's good. Is that how we should end it?
Yeah. Aruba, Jamaica, ooh, I wanna take it to Bermuda, Bahama, come on, pretty mama, Key Largo, Montego.